Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So how do we walk in what Christ has done for us in redeeming us from the curse and giving us the blessing? How do we stay qualified to continue to do that? Very simple. Do what He tells you to do. What did Mary say at the wedding feast? Whatever He says to you, that's some of the best counsel you will ever receive in this life. Right? And you see, the thing is, I don't know everything He told you to do. Your husband and wife don't know everything He told you to do. Your closest friend don't know everything He told you to do or not to do. But if you're smart, you'll heed what He tells you. Right? You'll do what He says do. You'll stop what He says stop. And if you do, what's the next verse here says? If you'll hearken diligently. If you do what He tells you to do, verse 2, what does it say? All these blessings will come on you and overtake you. Now that's a strong word. That's like me running up behind you and just grabbing you. Overtaking, what does that mean? What's going to run up behind you and grab you?
Blessings.
Overtaken with blessings. Listen to some of the strong words. Just a few verses later, verse 8, it says, the Lord shall command the blessing on you. Listen to what strong, these are not just little, yeah, a little blessing might light on you sometime. No, no. Oh, Lord, please send us just a little shower. No, no. Overtaken with blessings, blessings commanded on you. Not just a little sprinkle. Overtaken with blessings. If, there it is again. If what? If you won't be stubborn and hard-headed, if you'll listen. Blessed shall you be in the city. Every time you see that blessed word, say it out loud with me. Verse 3, what? Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field, and blessed will be the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground, the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your kind, the flocks of your sheep, and blessed will be your basket and your store, and blessed you'll be when you come in, and blessed when you go out. My, my. Blessed. Have you been using that word?
Yes.
Have you been incorporating it into your thinking and your lifestyle? You need to say it more than just when we see you on Friday night. Right? Some of you must be saying it because I feel a little power. You know, when Phyllis says, how y'all doing? Y'all go, blessed! Whoo, blessed. Somebody is beginning to believe this. And if you don't quit believing it, blessings will just overtake you. They will come and overtake you. Now, he goes on to say, I mean, so many good things that we've already looked at. But down in verse 14 and 15, he begins to say, if you don't hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, if you won't listen to God, what will happen? All these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Sometimes people look at other people's lives and they go, I just don't understand that. I mean, they seem to me to be such good people, and why they have so much curse in their life. You do not know people's heart. You do not know what the Lord told them. Did you hear me? And both you and I have sinned and come short. Right? Both you and I have not done what the Lord told us to do at times. Right? And every time it cost us. And sometimes we didn't even know what it cost us. Just good things that never happened. That doesn't make you feel good now, does it? How can we prevent this? Obeying. Quickly, wholeheartedly, and completely. Obeying. Lord directs you to do something, you do it. You don't mess around with it. You don't procrastinate for 2 years. You do it. Right? You do it. Now, if you're not sure, say, well, I just don't know about the Lord talking to me. We spent months around here a while back talking about the Spirit-led life. All these resources are available. If you're not familiar with that, and I know a lot of people have not been taught on being led by the Spirit, but it is one of the most important things you'll ever learn in your life, how to be led by the Spirit of God. And, of course, reading the Word. God's going to talk to you through the Word, right? And you'll learn how to recognize the leadings of the Spirit through the Word, because the same one who's talking to you through this book is the one who lives on the inside of you. Same way, you get familiar with this and you recognize Him on the inside of yourself. Now we begin to see that if you disobeyed God, all these curses would come on you, and also they would overtake you. Curses if you're hard-headed and don't listen. And He went on to talk about you'd be cursed in the city, and cursed in the field, cursed in your basket. But He begins to mention specific things in the area of physical problems. And we studied that last week. And if you weren't here with us, we went into great detail when it says the Lord will make the pestilence cleave to you. We went into some detail about that phrase, the Lord does it. And we saw that what happens, with many other scriptures reveal this, the Lord passes judgment that allows the destroyer access. And this never pleases Him. But we saw that included in the curse of the law, verse 21, was the pestilence. Plagues, one says exterminating plagues. Consumption was tuberculosis and wasting disease and infectious disease. Verse 22, we saw the fever. We saw inflammation, cold and infections and ague. We saw extreme burning was erysipelas caused by streptococcus, strep throat we call it, the influenza, fiery heat, jaundice, paleness. Verse 27, we saw the botch of Egypt. No, thank you. Burning sores and Egyptian scab and boils and inflammatory disease and ulcers. We saw the hemorrhoids included ulcers and tumors and swellings in the groin, sores, piles, and hemorrhoids. Thank God. We're redeemed from all these things. Scab included scurvy, eczema, malignant scab, and festering sores. The itch included incurable itch, skin eruptions, other sorts of skin diseases, and we talked about that we could see from these infections and inflammations and reactions and rashes, that would include allergic reactions, we call them today. Anything that would break you out because it said skin eruptions, any kind of skin eruption. And we saw the sore botch, and let's see, that's where we got to. I want us to look now. You might say, well, now, Brother Keith, you didn't name mine. We didn't name mine. We're getting to yours right now. Right now. Somebody said, how you know? Oh, I know. Verse 60 in Deuteronomy 28. It said, moreover, He will bring upon you all the diseases of Egypt which you were afraid of, and they will cleave to you. So, you know, if we were so inclined, we could do a study on everything that the Egyptians experienced. We know some of the plagues they experienced. And some of that included tumors, and it included, you know, all the diseases that happened through their livestock and through flies and all kind of stuff. Well, we're redeemed from all of that. Thank God. That's a whole nother list. Now listen to this one in verse 59, back up to 59. Because boy, there's some good things here to see. The Lord, He said, will make your plagues, and of course we understand what that means, wonderful. Of course that's not, you know, good wonderful, that's just so bad you wonder at it. And the plagues of your seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. What's the good news about this? It's part of the curse of the law. What's good about that? According to Galatians 3:13, Christ has already redeemed us from all the curse of the law. Now listen to what other translations bring out about this. It says, extraordinary afflictions, unimaginable plagues, amazing plagues. It also went into severe and lingering illness. That's where it said of long continuance. Grievous sicknesses of long duration, the Amplified said. Smith said severe prolonged diseases. The NAB said sicknesses persistent and severe. Another translation said strange and lasting plagues, malignant and chronic diseases. One thing I want you to see, it keeps repeating this thought, long duration, prolonged, persistent, chronic. What does that tell you? Something that keeps on dragging on. Because there are those that try to tell us, well, you know, yeah, you know, God's a healer and he'll heal you, but maybe not right now. Because the Lord is working something out in your life. Right? And in his own good time and his own good way, it might be a year or it might be 3 or 5. But you know, in his own good time, the Lord will heal you. Well, they're saying that a prolonged problem could be the will of God. That's what they're saying. But what does this say? Prolonged, chronic, persistent, long-lasting things are part of the curse of the law. Right? So how could it be the will of God? That'd be contrary to the word. How could it be the will of God that we have something year after year? Chronic, persistent, just won't go away. You think you got it and here it comes back. Right? You get a little better and here it comes back. Here it comes back. Here it comes back. Come on, don't just listen to me now. What did it say? Long lasting. What? Long continuance. Prolonged. What is it? Come on, say it out loud. Long lasting diseases. Prolonged problems. Chronic illnesses. Prolonged diseases. Lingering illnesses. According to Deuteronomy 28:59. Are part of the curse of the law. According to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. So I'm redeemed from prolonged problems, chronic illnesses, long-lasting disease.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Redeemed from an Unsound Mind, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004F. That's R-1004F, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.